Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Not a good time to work for the Arizona Convention and Visitors Bureau. Following the passage of a severe new immigration law, the state has faced a whole host of canceled conventions, conferences, even a few rap concerts and other things. The city of Phoenix predicts a loss of $90 million over the next 5 years stemming from these cancellations.
It's state versus state. It's in California. The city of Los Angeles is boycotting Arizona.
Exactly. And Washington, Seattle has boycotted it. And its own cities have boycotted it. Flagstaff and Tucson both voted to join a lawsuit against the law. As a result of all of this, Governor Jan Brewer has created a task force to help the state's tourism industry by rebranding the state, polishing up their image. We're joined now by Cindy Gallup. She's an advertising consultant, former chair of the advertising agency BBH. She is not working on the Arizona campaign. So, Cindy, how much of a problem is this for Arizona?
To be frank, Celeste, a very, very big one. I think that what is really interesting about this is that increasingly today, people judge brands by their values and their beliefs. And actually, when you are a state and you have made a pretty big statement for what your brand values and beliefs are, then you are going to run into the kind of issues Arizona is running into with people who don't concur with those and find they go against their own personal philosophy and values. So Arizona is facing a very, very big problem.
So isn't there a way to somehow appeal to the people who support the law?
To be honest, I would recommend that Arizona tackle this problem head on. The people who support the law will be drawn to Arizona regardless, and will feel good about, living there, visiting there. What Arizona really wants to do is tackle the issue it has with the people who don't support the law. And I'm a great believer both in being completely honest and open when you have issues to tackle and B, in actually looking to find an opportunity within adversity or issues. So if I were Arizona and I was looking at how to overhaul my tourism campaign, I would literally be inviting people to come and talk about it. And visit us and let's discuss this.
Well, but Cindy, do you realistically think the rebranding campaign is going to work?
No, I'm absolutely not, Celeste, because I think that rebranding in itself is like putting a sticking plaster over a really deep and nasty wound. I think, as I say, that Arizona will be much better off thinking about how they can conduct a communications campaign that is open about what's happened and is open about discussing it and is inviting people to have a dialogue about it.
Okay, so the putting out commercials and magazine ads, no. Town hall meetings and radio discussions, yes?
What you can do today is you can use a communications campaign that is not conventional advertising and messaging to invite a dialogue.
I see.
And to invite an interaction with you around this whole area.
Okay. Although, Cindy, it's not as though the cops are inviting illegal immigrants to have a dialogue with them about their immigration status under the law, you know what I mean?
Sure. And by the way, John, I hasten to add, that's not actually what I'm advocating. And what I am advocating is that Arizona does not try and gloss over this issue by essentially pretending it's business as usual
right. And
creating commercials that are about, glorious images of scenery. Arizona has a great deal to offer in tourism terms, but it is facing a very big mental and emotional barrier
right.
now for people.
Huge challenge.
Cindy Gallup, advertising consultant, former chair of the advertising agency BBH. Give us the rebranding slogan for your state at our website, thetakeaway.org.